when everything goes great, that's not really the mark of a good dad. The mark of a good dad is the one who keeps trudging even when it feels like the bottom's falling out.
Family man. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, I don't sound as perky as you, Scott. You sound super, super perky, which is not always, you know, the case. What's the deal?
Well, I took a shower. I actually woke up earlier than just 5 minutes before the show and
I see.
Got a shower because I got to go to the chiropractor after this.
Oh, yeah. So, back stuff?
Yeah, it's still, I'm almost normal again. So,
yeah.
And as normal for me, you know.
Right. So only 14 more visits and you should have it.
Something like that.
Yeah, I know how that works. Well, I've been sleeping on my couch for the last week because I've had this cough. And my wife, I know it keeps her up. And I'm aware of trying to keep her up. So I'm like coughing in my pillow. So I've just been sleeping on the couch. Last night, I thought I was going to be back in bed. So I went back to my bed and I was like, nothing. There was nothing. And then all of a sudden I had a couple coughs and then I'm worried about it. And so I slipped downstairs. And So I'm not really rested, but I'm hoping that maybe I'm at the end of it. It wasn't, you know, I had no symptoms except a cough. So, but it is bad news when you're in the rest of the world and you're trying really hard not to cough.
Because, and then you're like, wait, but I can taste and smell stuff. Don't worry.
I know. I don't have a fever. I'm fine. And it's just, you feel like they're all looking at you. I had to run out of a building to cough just so I didn't look like I was, you know, one of those super spreaders or whatever they call.
Terrorist. That's the word they're using now.
Maybe that's it. That's right. We will shoot to kill. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. We, what did we do?
That seems just like ate a long time ago.
Yeah. We had just the six of us and we ate a lot, played some games, watched some movies, and we saw The Fat Man.
Oh, did you? I watched the trailer. It looked interesting.
It was about what I expected.
Oh, yeah?
It was, for me, it was worth watching once. I might watch it again. We'll see. I can't in good conscience recommend it, but it was fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, we saw Croods 2, and it was nothing like Croods 1. Croods 1 was, you know, heartwarming. It was one of those dad flicks that made me feel good. You know, I was like, I still get choked up in the, you know, towards the end of Croods, because it's dad being the dad, you know. Yeah. So I kind of thought it'd be kind of feel like that. It didn't have that same feeling. It was like extreme craziness. I mean, and I like crazy and it was funny. I laughed at spots, but it was just weird. It was my wife sitting next to me. It just looked like she was flinching the whole time, like, ew. Yeah, this, and why'd you bring us here again, Todd? So I don't know. I don't know if I'd give it even a half a thumbs up, but it was an event to do. We went to the movie theater, so that was kind of fun. We hadn't been to the movies in forever. I think Superman 3 was last time. No, I don't know.
I'm impressed they're still open. I just saw an article yesterday that the big one in Columbus, when we lived there doing ministry work, it was the big theater in town at the big newer shopping mall at the time, you know, that, I mean, just all the businesses were there, everything. And this theater was packed all the time and it just closed permanently.
Really?
Wow.
Oh man. I just hate that. I just hate that.
And the McDonald's I go to closed down.
No way.
I'm like closed what? McDonald's. Like, yeah. Like closed as in it even had a little sign on the drive-through thing that said, "We've been happy to serve you for the last 15 years, but because of the current conditions and due to COVID, whatever, we're merging with this other one." So apparently the owner owns a couple of them. They're just shutting that one down.
That is just sad. I don't like it.
No.
Yeah. So, and actually the movie theater felt pretty normal. I mean, they said they had these kind of, you know, they had certain things roped off or rows roped off, but there weren't a lot of people in it anyway.
Did it smell like alcohol from all the cleaning they've done when you walked in?
I think they just spray it around the entrances, you know, kind of give us a perceived feeling of safety and protocol. Because, you know, they say these things and there's like no way you can do that. You know that, right? So, yeah, I was reading the little flyer or whatever, and it's like we've been undergoing training to be able. I'm like, have you looked at your employees? Do they look like they're, you know, excited about training? Like, dude, do I have to go get that popcorn boxes laying on the floor down there? You know,
you do got to hand it to the movie theater people, though. They're kind of like amusement park employees in the sense that they have to clean up vomit on a regular basis, I think. I mean, my kid, we were in there watching one of the Avengers movies, I think. And man, he just loaded up on, what was it? Sour Patch Kids and this giant Coke. And I mean, he ate the whole thing and drank that whole Coke. And like, then there was like all this crazy motion and explosions and sound and everything.
And he just added to it.
And by the last, like, it was still like a minute left in the movie. And he's like, Dad, I got to go. Like, we're bolting for the door and he didn't make it. I went and told one of the employees and they're like, oh, don't worry about it. We got it. And I was like, well, can I give you a tip or something? And he's like, no, we're good, man. It's, you know, this happens all the time. I was like, this happens all the time? Wow, that's horrible. I can't imagine cleaning up vomit on a regular basis. I mean,
somebody
unless it's
else's
your own kid.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's a horse of a different color right there.
when it's your kid, it's bad enough, but.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So.
Which, by the way, if I haven't mentioned that story in a long time, it's worth repeating, at least just mentioning, since we're heading into the cold and flu season.
No, go ahead.
My son, Luke, holds the record in our household for throwing up 21 times in one night.
That's Herculean.
It was unbelievable. We were pretty close to taking him to the hospital.
Wow.
but he did survive. But, man, that was horrible.
And he has the story to tell.
Yeah. I don't think that was the one where somebody hit the new like cream colored couch with spaghetti, but that did happen once.
Yeah. That's what I used to, when the kids were little, you know, I was always, whenever I would hear that magical tone in the air, like, Dad, I would always kind of go through like, what did we have for dinner? What do we have for dinner? Hoping it wasn't like red jello with bananas in it or something like that. Because those are the bad ones.
Yes.
Those are the bad ones. But, you know, those days are kind of over here at our house. I mean, we still get kids who are sick. But those little kid days where you're just exhausted and cleaning up vomit all the time, we're past that. And I kind of miss it, actually. I know. I'm weird. Well, we didn't do the traditional Thanksgiving dinner at our house. I told you we were going to do a nacho bar. And so we put down like plastic tablecloths on the whole table, spread chips right down the center, poured meat on it, chicken and beef, and then cheese on it. And you just ate it right off the table. So that was fun.
That's downright un-American.
I know it. You need it's South American.
Apple pie and that's, yeah, whatever. Don't get me started.
I hear you. Well, maybe our Canadian friends. Who maybe that's what they do up there. Did you ever stop to think of and ask?
I don't know, eh? Do they have Thanksgiving up there?
They do. It's a different day. Well, I don't know why they have Thanksgiving. Maybe one of our...
they're thankful.
They're thankful, too. I think they celebrate Christmas, too, in Canada. I'm not really sure.
Well, I hope so. It's kind of a universal, you know, holiday. It should be.
Donald Trump said we invented it.
Oh, yeah.
Or that he did. I think he did. So
I think Canada has Thanksgiving to thank the United States for, you know, providing everything for them and keeping them alive.
Send your hate mail. Scott Moore at Unsocialized
it's
Media.
Just a joke, eh?
That's like in the cruiser. They go, oh, it's not Canada anymore. It's Northern Montana.
Yes.
So we did that. I'm trying to think what else we did. Oh, we got our Christmas tree. Have you gotten your Christmas tree yet, Scott?
No, but we did just barely get the lights up outside before it snowed and rained.
Oh, you had snow.
Yes. We have snow on the ground right now.
Really?
Not a lot.
Yeah.
There's a little there.
Yeah, but I saw some winter storm warnings down there.
Yep.
Yeah, amazing. We don't have any snow. Yeah, we've had some flurries, but nothing.
I was literally wearing shorts the day before it snowed.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's snow on the ground.
I hear you.
But it's magical.
Well, I'm going to be in Florida tomorrow. So hopefully it's not supposed to be super, super warm, but anything's better than here, right? We're going down for Kevin. Yeah, that's true. Anything's better than Canada. I think that says it on the sign right outside. But we're going down to Family Man's Kevin Pitros, whose daughter is marrying my nephew. So we're going to be kind of related. So we're excited about that. I'm performing the wedding, actually, so that'll be fun. And if I can just not cough on the airplane, we'll all be good. But I'm feeling pretty cough-free during the day. So as long as I don't try to take a nap, I'll be good. So, and sit up straight, I'll be good.
My daughter and I did a very dad-daughter kind of thing the other night that I've been thinking I would do this at some point with my kids. She had to pick up something that she was buying on Facebook Marketplace or whatever from somebody who lives in the neighborhood where I grew up. So we went over there and drove around, and I just started telling stories of my childhood. And
that's cool.
It was very fun. I mean, we had a good time. It was the first time we had had a little father-daughter date in a while. So it was a fun time.
Yeah, that's neat. Did your daughter enjoy that? I mean, did she look and give you some courtesy, or, cause when I do that for my kids, I'm like, look over here, this is where I did. And they're like, well, do we have to look out the window? Like, yes, you have to look out the window.
This was Abby. So she's, old enough and mature enough to be able to, at least pretend that she's having a good time. So
that's it. They pretend like they care about where their dad climbed a tree and fell out.
I was surprised at what memories came back. I always wondered about if I did that, what stories would come out. And I was like, oh yeah, there's where that bully lived. And there's where that other bully lived.
It seemed traumatic.
And I'm like, my childhood wasn't that great.
You're crying along the side of the road. It was healing.
Yes.
So do you live close to that neighborhood?
It was my neighborhood, man. That's where it was. Do I live there now?
How close do you live to there now?
It's about 40 minutes away from here.
I am. So I think that's cool.
I haven't been there in a long time.
Yeah, I will every once in a while, I live a couple hours from my old neighborhood, but every once in a while I'll get there and I think, my kids would like to see this, but my kids could care less. They just see that tree? That's where Uncle Kent fell out. And they're like, it's a tree. So
they'll do it someday, and then they'll remember you and
that's right,
a tear in their eye.
I think it was somewhere around here in this city where my dad grew up. I can remember my mom going over, this building is where I taught school when I was first married, and thinking the same thing, like, who cares, so maybe it doesn't mean a lot to our kids as much as it means to us. But I'm sure your daughter, what meant a lot was just being with you. Because that's a good thing. It's fun.
This is probably more than anyone wants to hear, but it was really funny that I drove down the street where my elementary school was, and it looks different because they've changed a few things, but also because it just looks smaller than I remember it.
Right.
Everything was bigger then. And there's this driveway loop, where the buses go and all that. Mm-hmm. And I told my daughter the story of how we had to run around that loop four times, and it was a mile for gym class to fitness test or whatever. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, there's no way four times around this loop is a mile, but I remember it being that way. And I posted a picture of the school on Facebook, and a guy I went to school with there was like, dude, I was just there with my daughter last weekend, and I told her about how we had to run around that loop four times and it was a mile. And I was like, I said the same stupid story. Anyway, it was just weird. I'm like, how do
our childhoods are built on lies.
Yes. Yes. So
when I was a kid, I never talked to my dad that way.
That's right.
Yeah. So I saw your music is up on.
It's everywhere.
So I bought my copy.
Hey, thanks.
And they can get their copy. Again, Scott, you're going to have to tell us. It's all out there because like last time they probably couldn't find it easily. But now all I did was type in Scott L. Moore. Did it and come up? I got it right. Boom. Right there.
Good. Yeah. Amazon was a little slow at getting it up there. And it, at first it was like you could find a song if you looked hard enough, but the whole thing wasn't there. And but it should be up on Amazon. It's also I actually haven't checked Google Play. If anybody knows, you know, hopefully it's there, but it should be there. It should be on it. I know it's on iTunes. And it's actually on Spotify if you want to stream it, though I'd be most gracious if you just buy it instead. But, hey, the streaming helps too. Just put it on your playlist and play it all day long.
Even when you're not there.
That's right.
Because they have to pay. Somebody has to pay for it.
That's right.
Well, that's very cool, my wife informed me shortly after, why did you use someone's gift card to buy Scott Moore's music? I'm like, I didn't mean to. I just hit buy it, and it did it right like then.
One of our wonderful family men told me that his wife said it was pretty good, so he bought it. And I was like, hey, thanks. May you have many minutes of pretty good Christmas joy.
You know, those are the kind of testimonials that really warm your heart. Yes. It was pretty good. You know,
I'll take it.
That's right. Yeah, that's one time for our Christmas game. I was, you know, speaking in this big crowd, and I'm like, oh, and I'm giving this little commercial for our Bethlehem game, and this kid sitting in the front row, and I go, hey, and he goes, ah, we've got it. And I go, what do you think? He goes, it's all right. I'm like, stupid kid. Everybody else says it's awesome, but this one kid I asked, it's all right.
You're supposed to be old enough to know how to lie, a little kid. Come on.
That's right. So, I don't know. You know, I didn't know what we were going to talk about today, Scott, because it's just kind of like one of those not topic-free days, but just maybe it's because I've been kind of recovering from a little cold and I'm just a little run down. But I was just thinking, again, how important dad's jobs are. And I know that, you know, most of we dads spend a lot of our time in that kind of tired, run down stage. You know, maybe coming into Christmas, it just feels stressful again because I know it does in my house. I mean, there's just lots to do. And my wife, you know, this it just stresses her out the whole holiday. Where she needs me to kind of come to her rescue as her knight in shining armor and to be a really good listener. But I don't know if you feel this, but it is weird how the holidays change over the years. I can just remember, you know, as a kid, just Christmas was such an exciting time. And even, you know, newly married and little kids, I was excited about what was happening. But I feel like some of the, I don't want to say magic because I don't believe in magic, but I'm going to use that word. Some of the magic has left. You know, maybe I feel like the little girl on The Grinch, where are you, Christmas? You know, and I don't know what the deal is. I don't know if it's just the busyness of life. And I mean, we are December the 2nd, you know, already, and it's going to be over before you know it. And maybe that's just the plight of daddom. I can remember, you know, I always kind of looked at my father and even my father-in-law, and, you know, they always just seemed to trudge through the holidays, you know, like they had their duties to do and they did their duties, but they seemed tired during that. And I'm thinking, I'm them, you know. I don't know. Well, do you ever feel that way, Scott? Tell me. I'm laying down on the couch right now.
Yes, I feel that way. That's pretty much every Christmas. We're just sort of trudging through it. And by the time it's over, I'm like, wait. Well, and we've got two birthdays right after Christmas, like on the 30th and the 7th. So
That's hard.
Yeah, we leave all the Christmas stuff up through Abby's birthday. But like by the time we're done, it's like, oh my gosh, now we have to have a new year and like do stuff. It's just exhausting, but that's being a parent, you know?
You know, and I think that's, and maybe that's why I hear stories of parents who quit being parents, you know, they quit being married because all those things that they thought it was going to be, and maybe even experienced at first, it just kind of stopped and they grew out of that and they want something that it isn't. They want, you know, they want to go back or they want, again, you know, I mentioned my brother-in-law, he's struggling and has walked away from his family, and, you know, and uses phrases like, well, I never, you know, it should have never happened in the first place. I should have, you know, we shouldn't have gotten married, that kind of thing. And it's just sad to me. Not, you know, to hear the tiredness in his voice, but to hear the destruction and the deception, that a dad is led to believe, I guess, deception that he'd be happier if things just were not like they are now. And, you know, I think we dads are constantly being bombarded by those kind of thoughts, you know, that we'd be happier if things were different. And that's just not the case. I mean, really, I admire the dads who just kind of, who keep going. They just keep being the dad. They keep being the husband no matter what. Really, that's what I want. Because, you know, the dad who, when everything goes great, that's not really the mark of a good dad. The mark of a good dad is the one who keeps trudging even when it feels like the bottom's falling out. And nobody likes him, not even the dog. And he keeps doing the dad thing. But that's not easy. But I'm going to guess there's some dads listening right now who feel that way. You know, maybe you're not feeling any of this Christmassy stuff. But that's where you still need to do it. Because that's my fear, is that, you know, sometimes we check out of doing the Christmas thing, you know, that we let our wives and kids go get the Christmas tree, or we let them play the To Bethlehem board game and we don't get involved, or we do. I like tonight. Tonight's our first Advent night. And if you ever listened before, you know that our Advent nights are just family times. We pick one night a week during Thanksgiving and Christmas where we let all the kids know we're going to do a family time, and we'll get together and we'll read a little bit of scripture. We do a little craft. You can't get your crafts at our website anymore because they're all sold out, but we'll do a little craft. And, you know, we save those for years and decades to come. They become the things that are the most important decorations in our house. And then we will read one of our stories, like The Stranger or Cootie McKay's Nativity or Harold Grubbs in the Christmas Vest, or one of those stories that we offer. By the way, you can't get our Family Man's collection of all the books because we're sold out, but we have some coming in. But I'm running a sale right now on some of the leftovers, individual stories for $5. I mean, that's barely the cost that it costs me to get them. But we've got some sitting around. If you'd like some stories that you could read to your kids, check those out at our website and get a couple of them for the coming weeks. They're all enchanting. They all point to the manger. They don't confuse truth with myths, and they'll give you, you know, 20 minutes of Christmas togetherness. But then we do that, and, you know, my kids still look at those as the highlights of their Christmas season. And sometimes, I mean, even I was talking to my wife about tonight's, because tonight's our first one, that, you know, I can hear the tiredness in her voice, and I feel the tiredness in me, and I'm like, man, we've done a lot of these Advent nights over the years. But my kids are counting on them, and that's what dads do. So don't check out, Dad. Keep doing Christmas. I know, Scott, you watched some Christmas movies. We watched a few. We've checked a few off our list. We watched Miracle on 34th Street, which is always a good feeling one. You know, we were talking, I was talking to my son Ben last night about just must-see Christmas movies. What are your must-see Christmas movies every year, Scott?
White Christmas has become the perennial favorite, I think. It's a Wonderful Life always was, but we had gone a few years, actually, I think, without seeing it. But this year we have seen it already, so that's back that's on the good. List. And we always do some of the shorter ones, the little specials, the Charlie Brown Christmas, the Prep and Landing we love, both of the Prep and Landings. So.
Yep, those are good. We watched those already.
And the Penguins of Madagascar, A Christmas Caper.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one. Yeah, we should watch that one. Do you like Arthur Christmas?
I've seen it. I'm not sure my kids have even seen that one.
That's one of our favorites. I love that one. My son Ben watched it the other night with his family.
My boys are now to the age where they're like, oh, Dad, can we do Die Hard? It's a Christmas movie.
You're the only one I ever have that conversation with about Christmas movies.
Yeah, I am not.
Die Hard. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't run in the Die Hard circles.
I guess not.
And now you'll add Fat Man to that.
Yeah, I don't know if that'll be a perennial favorite, but but it was fun.
But you like Elf, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. So, I mean, maybe this weekend, Ed, you watch a couple of them. I know that we've already planned. We'll be watching Polar Express, I think, in 2 weekends, where we sleep around the Christmas tree. We'll all scatter all over the floor, and some of the women folk will stay in their own beds. But it's like a highlight. And again, you know, the thing that I think is so cool, it's not because you have to do those things, but it just cements what's important to your kids. It's not about what they get out of it is not that they think, oh, Christmas memories are important. I think what they get out of it is everything else. They remember the relationship with their parents and how they were important to their parents, how God was important to their parents, even though the Polar Express has nothing to do with God, you know, and all those things. They just cement those relationships together and really are so vital. And I think of so many kids who don't have those kind of things later on in life when we're gone. Are they a pain? Yep, they're a pain. But they pay huge, huge dividends. So anyway.
And if you don't like any of those movies, you can just sit and stare at the Gavel Goat Cam.
Which there I'm you go. Right is now. It up?
It's up.
Are you? It's good. I haven't looked at it yet.
Yep, it's there.
Does it look, do they have any snow there in Sweden?
Don't see any snow at the moment.
Really? It's, yeah.
It's nighttime there, though, so it's hard to tell.
Yeah, it's always fun to, and for those who don't know, the Gavel Goat Cam is, we should play a little snippet of that interview. We interviewed 2 years ago, maybe, some lady official who was from the town of Gable, and they have this big giant straw goat that they put up every year, and
it's a big symbol of Christmas to them, apparently.
apparently, arsonists from all over try to come and burn it down, and that's what Scott hopes for every year. That they will burn it to the ground.
I'm kind of
but somehow we got hooked on that. And I need to check that. I will check that out as soon as I get off here, which is time to say goodbye. Hey, again, Dad, if you haven't gotten your You to Dad daily calendar, you can get those. And we have other stuff too that we've kind of reduced the price on. You can get a dad shirt. It says Family Man shirt, because those are the ones we stocked up thinking we were going to be on the road and we never got there. We're selling those for just $12 a shirt. If you want to get a shirt for your wife that says, if you're homeschooling wife, that says hashtag essential, and it says homeschooling mom underneath. We've got some of those, or a smiling homeschool t-shirt. You can get your wife, if she's a homeschooler, the smiling homeschooler daily calendar, which is a page a day flip calendar. Not like not the You to Dad daily calendar where you peel off the page and throw it away. This is a perpetual calendar. We've got some of those. We've got some other books to encourage your homeschooling wives on their homeschooling journey. Maybe you find yourself in, if you're new to it, you'd want to get your wife Lies Homeschooling Moms Believe. It's like a classic, which means I'm old. But you got to get on the stick. You got to get it ordered. It's like ordering Scott's Christmas music. You got to do it today. So as you're listening or as you finish up, go order that. Go order some Family Man stuff and we'll get it in the mail to you so you have it in plenty of time, because we are getting there. It's going to be here before you know it. Which depresses me even thinking about it. But have a great weekend. Do something Christmassy. We'll be flying to Florida. If you think about us, you can pray for us that, you know, being a part of a joining of a man and a woman is a pretty amazing thing. And we'll pray for my brother-in-law, Alan, who's going to be the father of the groom, and Family Man Kevin Pitru is going to be the father of the bride. It'd just be a wonderful, wonderful weekend. So have a great weekend. Do something daddish and do it because you're the dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. And don't forget to go to familymanweb.com and order your Christmas gifts today. And if you want, you can check out my album, A Socially Distant Christmas, wherever music is sold. iTunes, Google Play, Amazon. It's under Scott L. Moore, and it's A Socially Distant Christmas. And the music you're listening to is a sample from the album, so if you like it, please help out a fellow family man and buy a copy. By the way, if you're old school like me and you want a CD, send me an email, scott@unsocializedmedia.com, and I'll get your information and I'll send you one. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.